So, John, first day of training camp practice, what's it been like? How did you like the energy from your team?
Good intensity from the guys. Guys came out ready to go. Obviously, some things we got to get cleaned up here, but guys were excited to get back out here and get started.
So when you're going into your pre-camp process, I guess kind of walk the audience through what exactly that looks like from your guys', from your staff, from you personally, when you're getting ready to put these guys together and start evaluating the roster.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, since we've been here, we've talked about putting the most competitive 90-man roster together as possible, and then letting these guys duke it out, letting them come out here. They know the standard that we want to practice at. They know the level of intensity that we want to have at practice. You got to take care of each other. You know, it's a long season. It's a long camp. But that's one of the things that we're looking to do is try to get as competitive a position group at every position as possible heading into camp.
So among the position groups that you're going to have competition at, I mean, oh, you good?
Low back just got a little tight, Buck. We're good. Snug.
Camp injuries have already begun.
Nah, I'm not on IR. No pup.
No IR. So with the competition in the secondary, you guys added a bunch of new defensive backs. Caleb Farley, not yet available to you guys. Elijah Molden, Jack Rabbit. This is a much different looking group. And on defense, a much different looking group. But specifically in the secondary, what kind of steps are you looking to see from somebody like Christian Fulton, who had a weird offseason last year, as all rookies did, but having an opportunity to take advantage of this offseason, so much so that he got praised from the head coach yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, Christian really had an outstanding offseason. You could see it during the OTA practices. You could see it in the mini camp. He's tighter in man coverage. You know, he just has a better feel for the defense. His body feels more acclimated and ready to go for the pro game. And, you know, the big thing for that entire secondary and the defense in general is the communication piece. There's a lot of moving parts when it comes to lining up against different offensive sets and motions, but making sure we communicate, we're all on the same call. It may be the wrong call, but you all want to be on the same call so you're all executing the same plan.
How much of an emphasis was that communication throughout the course of the offseason? Because third down defense is something that's continually cited coming off of last year. You hope that statistics don't translate from year to year, that the work that you guys have done to rebuild this thing will help in that effort. But what was this offseason like in regards to that third down?
Yeah, I think, you touched on this, the communication piece, making sure that, you know, whether we check something, we call something, this motion, it turns into this, then they motion back and it kicks back to the original call. Just making sure that we're communicating, that we're echoing those calls so that we're all on the same page and that we're all executing the same plan of attack. And, you know, when you got a bunch of different pieces coming in from either different NFL teams or the draft, you know, you've got to get up to speed pretty quickly. And I'm proud of where our guys ended mini camp and excited to see how we started today.
Titans general manager John Robinson here with us on 104.5 The Zone. John, if your back's bothering, you're welcome to sit down.
No, you're good. I'm great. I need to stand up.
Got to get your steps in today. With the situation regarding vaccination, you felt it necessary to open up training camp, making a statement with us. People can find that on social media, of course. Walking through media, the new policies that have put into place, and this basically being not a last-minute situation, but the league learning as it goes to try and make sure that everybody's kept safe and well. Why is it so important to you to be a leader on the front of vaccinations? Because that's something that's been polarizing, you know, no matter what sect of society that you are in.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's obviously it's at the forefront of discussion in our country right now. You know, with the vaccination rates, the different variants that are coming out of this virus. You know, we're still in some degree of a pandemic. You know, the ebbs and flows of the charts on a daily basis with the number of cases, the number of hospitalizations. And I wanted it, you know, to be known that, you know, we want to be leaders in our community, in our state. We've educated our players. We continue to educate our players. At the end of the day, it's a personal decision, and we respect that. The protocols are put in place to protect the players, to protect the team, the teammates, our families, everything. That's why the protocols are in place. It's not for punishment. It's really more for protection. So to be at 90% vaccinated, you know, I thought that was important to share with the community, with those that follow our football team, our fans, so that they know we have been pushing to educate our players so that they have the information to make the best decision for themselves and their families.
And it's all about personal choice, as you stated as well. Now, something that is a part of the protocol is unvaccinated players during stretch wear masks. We saw Ryan Tannehill wearing a mask today. I'm sure there were conversations had about that. a leader of your football team, and certainly something that you guys have said that you wanted to be on the forefront of. What have you had a conversation, I guess, with Ryan about lack of vaccination and what implications that might have?
Well, there are different stages. I kind of touched on that. Really, four different categories are where players at. You've got, you know, players that are fully vaccinated that don't have masks on. You have players that, you know, they're just waiting for that final, you know, day 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever that may be, to be fully vaccinated. You've got some players that are in between vaccinations if they've taken the, you know, one of the two shots that are available. Then you've got some guys that have chosen not to get vaccinated or not to get vaccinated yet. So, you know, we're just following the protocols that the league's put in place and respecting everybody's decision and being mindful of the protection pieces that we need to do that the league says that we have to do in order that we can get this season played.
No question about it. We all hope that this is as close to normal as humanly possible, coming off of last year. So you guys don't do injury updates. You don't do injury timelines. That is something that we all understand and respect. But Caleb Farley and Bud Dupree are fascinations, of course, by the fan base. First-round pick and your guys' top free agent acquisition this offseason. What information can you share with the audience about where these two guys are?
Yeah, those guys have worked extremely hard in the offseason, and they were part of the early group that came back a couple days early before the vets. And got some work in on the field. It's part of their return to play protocol, if you will. Different players are at different stages, depending upon where they're at health-wise. We're being mindful that our doctors and our trainers update Coach Vrabel and I daily on that. But those guys are progressing. I know they're working hard. I know they're itching to get back out here. But being mindful of, you know, of their bodies, and it's a long season. You know, it's sure. It's a 6 month season, and we want to get off to a good start and make sure that they're in a good position so that they're, you know, playing productive reps for us there in December and hopefully January.
Does that additional regular season game that has been added this year, does that make your job any different as far as roster evaluation? Does it change substantially anything that you and your staff do?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a 20 game season, whether it's four preseasons and 16 regulars, or, you know, three preseasons and 17 regulars. You know, it's another chance for our players to go out and compete. It's another home game for us this year, which we're excited about in the regular season. So, you know, that's what the league agreed to with the ownership group and the PA, and we're excited to take the field and play the game.
Titans general manager John Robinson, kind enough to give us some of his time here on 104.5 The Zone. John, I really appreciate you stopping by, and happy to be back out here at camp.
Absolutely. Great seeing you, Buck.
No doubt.